1590 WSMN presents Friends of Kevin Radio, hosted by Kevin Ouellette. Kevin is the founder of Friends of Kevin Networking, a unique networking group which brings together the business, nonprofit, and artistic communities. If you're an owner or manager looking to expand the traffic of your business or are looking to embark on a new career path, look no further than to Friends of Kevin Radio. Kevin will provide networking tips on social interaction and how you can properly utilize social media to highlight your portfolio. Interact with Kevin by giving him a call at 816-1590. After all, everyone's a friend on Friends of Kevin Radio, every Monday at 11 a.m. on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's news and talk. Now, here's your host, Kevin Ouellette.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. Today's a big day. I've been waiting for a while to get my friend Diane Durkin from The Loyalty Factor on the show. Diane, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about your business, The Loyalty Factor. It's very intriguing. Can you tell me about the company and services?
Sure. It's a consulting and training company that specializes in building employee loyalty, customer loyalty, and brand loyalty. The whole premise that I built the company on is that your employee loyalty drives your customer loyalty, which will drive your brand recognition. And we have, what that means is we have two divisions. We have a consulting division and a training division. On the consulting side, we deal with anything that has to do with major change, mergers, acquisitions, the repositioning of a company that wants to get ready for sale, any of those types of things. And then on the training side, we're very, very well known for our customer relationships and our leadership development programs.
I think you have a great point on the employee loyalty factor. Let me give you a quick example. Yesterday, I volunteered at the cancer walk for the Lowell General Hospital. I was at one of the water tables. And now I told you my background is in financial services. And it was amazing to me, the three most successful banks in our community had probably 25 to 100 people, their employees, walking in that cancer walk to support the cancer walk as well as the organization. And it's funny, I was thinking about having you on the show, and I was at the table and going, that's why they're successful.
Exactly. I mean, the more you have your – and what's interesting is we know, statistics have shown, that the companies that have good engagement and good loyalty, and you're talking about engagement there, which contributes to the loyalty, have higher percentages in the business results. For example, I can give you some quotes here. Companies with low engagement improve earnings per share, negative 11.2%. Those with high engagement, a positive 27.8%. I mean, that's huge when you think about it from a business perspective. So we have found statistic after statistic that shows that when you have people loyal and engaged, the business results are tremendous.
Absolutely. I'm interested in your opinion on something. You hear all the time that loyalty's dead. Is that, what do you think? Is that true?
No. I don't think loyalty is dead. The dynamics have changed, okay? People don't stay with a company if they're not learning and growing.
So true.
That's the thing. I mean, and they have to feel like they're making a difference. And everybody talks about this new generation. Well, they're going to be changing jobs. Yes, they probably will have two or three jobs in their career. But the reality of the situation is they don't like change any more than anybody else does. And the only reason they're going to change is if they're not feeling like they're making a difference in the world and if they're not learning and growing. That's the big difference. So loyalty isn't dead. It's there, provided the employer is helping people.
I think that's an excellent point. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about the people I know, and it's so true. My friends who are engaged with their company, who feel excited because they're getting to learn new things, very, very loyal. But once that stops and they feel, you know what, there's no room for growth here, they will seek other employment.
Absolutely.
Now, how important is employee loyalty then?
It's huge, as I had mentioned just a few minutes ago, as far as the business results. Well, plus, not only the business results that I talked about, the earnings per share, but operating income. That's another huge statistic. Low engagement, low employee loyalty, a minus 32.7%. Whereas when you have a company where people are engaged, it goes up to 19.2%.
Wow, that's a big difference. Plus, I see it when I interact with companies. You know, people who are really loyal to that company. You know, we all make mistakes in life, Diane, unfortunately. But it's how you respond. And when I call up a business because something's happened and someone is, you know, oh my God, I understand that situation. They go out of the way to make you feel special. you know, there's no way I'm switching companies.
Right. It's all about the empathy that those people on the phone have. And that's one of the things that we teach in our customer relationships program is how do you identify with that other person that's calling in on the phone? If you're in a call center or a technical support center, inside sales organization, any of those arenas, it's really important to be able to put yourself in that other person's shoes and to build that rapport. And what we do is we teach people how to build that rapport within the first 10 seconds that they're on the phone. Because once you help that person feel comfortable, safe, they're going to be there forever.
And that's so true. And but it is really it's a skill set, Diane. It really is. Because, you know, I spend a lot of time on the phone with the business I do, and it's amazing the different people you interact with and how your whole opinion of that company is judged by that person. Because, you know, I attract a lot of people, and it's interesting, I finally figured it out, that the person answering the phone is the most important person in their organization, because that's my first impression of their business. And a lot of times, you know, people don't give that any thought. Just have someone answer the phone. So wrong.
Kevin, you are so, so right. And it's all about hiring the right people in the right place at the right time with a certain amount of skill set, and then training them. Because what we find is a lot of these people don't even understand, you know, how to interact over the phone. And it is different than it is on person. And you really need to make people aware of it from a conscious perspective.
Now, do you have a particular industry or a type of client you work with, Diane?
No, we work the full gamut. Manufacturing companies, financial services, medical device companies, hospitals, nonprofit organizations. I mean, we're the full gamut. Anybody from 35 employees to 5,000. And it's truly a great mix. It's a wonderful set of clients, and we love them all.
I think it really is a unique business you have. We're on with Diane Durkin from The Loyalty Factor. Let's talk about one of your success stories then.
Oh, we've had so many success stories, but you know, we had one company that we worked with that was having a real sales issue, and they were trying to get from, like, they were about $25 million when we started working with them. We got them up to $120 million.
And what type of time frame?
That was like within a year. It was amazing.
They must have loved you.
They did. They did. I have another CFO that loves me even more, because one of his one of the companies he had, they didn't even realize how much inventory they had that was sort of sitting in the warehouse. And we found out that it was like between $30 and $35 million worth of inventory.
Wow.
It was huge. And we put a team together, and within 13 weeks, we got rid of all that inventory. It went right to the bottom line.
That is amazing.
It was huge. And then my other huge success story is we helped a company that was shipping, and I can't disclose the company at this point, but they were shipping about $375,000 worth of product, and they should have been shipping at that point in time about $600,000. Excuse me. We worked with them for 18 months. After 18 months, we turned the whole morale of the organization around, looked at some of the processes and procedures they were doing, and we were shipping $8.1 million in 18 months.
Now, that is a very impressive story.
It was huge. It was huge. And it's just, it's one of my really, really big stories.
Let's talk a little bit about your Strengthening Customer Relationships program. I'd like to know more about that.
Well, it's designed for call centers, technical support organizations, inside sales organizations, anybody that has interaction with customers. And I really believe everybody has interaction. We're all customers of one another. But this is outside customer services people. And talking about successes there, I mean, we've had some huge successes where we've increased customer satisfaction levels from 76% to 92% from customer satisfaction surveys that our customers have done. We had another customer that measures it on a 1 to 5 scale. They started off, when we started working with them, at about 3.9. And after the next year, they went up to 4.6. So the program is modularized in nature, because when you have people on the phones like this, you can't take them off the phones for any great length of time. We've done programs Saturdays, Sundays. One of our clients is a 24/7, so I teach at midnight. It's amazing.
Now, that is an interesting assignment.
It is. We do it from 9 until 2 in the morning. And then we do another one from 5 in the morning until 9 in the morning.
I really like that people see the value in it, because to me, and why I wanted to have you on the show so badly, it's just the most important thing is being able to have, you know, both your clients speaking highly of you and your employees believing in what you're doing. And, you know, it's nice to see the companies are investing the time and resources in that. Understanding it's really is a simple thing, but if you do it wrong, it's really going to harm your business.
And you just brought up an excellent point. If your employee is unhappy, that comes across when they're
on the phone
with anybody that they're talking to. And you look at it, and like you said earlier, you don't want to do business with that company.
No, I don't. Now, let's talk about a little bit about, do you do leadership programs?
Oh, yeah. We've got a full leadership program for all levels of an organization, from supervisors to managers to the executive levels. We've got right now about 35 modules that everything is customized for our clients. So we can pick and choose depending what they're doing already within their organizations. We can supplement it. We can put a full program together. And as I said, we do it for all levels of the organization.
I'm really interested to hear a little bit more about the books you've written.
Oh, I've got – my first book was Loyalty Factor. It's in its second edition right now.
That's successful then?
Yes, it's very good. And my new book, which you will be able – you can order right now on www.loyaltyfactor.com. Or it will be on Amazon the middle of this week. It's coming out the middle, and it's called The Power of Magnetic Leadership. It's time to get real.
Wow. Let's talk real quickly about the book. Tell me what's in the second book.
It's time to get real, and that's what it's all about. And the real stands for recruit the right people in the right place at the right time and retain them. E is engage, empower, and enrich them. A is appreciate them. And the L is give them love, and they will give you loyalty.
I really like the appreciative, the simple thing of thank you for doing a great job today, how far that goes, but people just forget it, you know. Or, you know, I actually tried to do that when I worked in corporate, and the first few times you did it, you've seen people kind of looking at you like waiting for the hook, like, well, did I do a bad job yesterday? But how quickly they would, you know, thank you back, you know, and yeah, it's just so essential.
And a lot of companies think they have to put money on the appreciation. And the reality is the simple words, as you said, thank you, mean more to people than all of the money in the
it
world.
Does. Let's talk about your special offer for Friends of Kevin Radio Show.
Oh, Friends of Kevin. Okay. What we're going to do, because it's $15.90, the first person that emails us at www.loyaltyfactor.com will receive a 30-minute free consult with me. And then the other 14 people will receive a copy of my brand new book that's coming out this week. So you can either email me at dmdurkin@loyaltyfactor.com. Go on our website, www.loyaltyfactor.com, and put in Friends of Kevin. Just send us an email, Friends of Kevin. Or if you really want to call the office, 603-334-3401. And just say you're Friends of Kevin.
Last quick question. How do we get on your newsletter list?
Oh, just email me on dmdurkin@loyaltyfactor.com.
Great. We're at the end of the segment. Thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for being my friend.
Thank you.
Take a quick commercial break and be back with more Friends of Kevin Radio here on 1590 WSMN. Nashua's News and Talk. Don't go away.
Follow the Moskwa down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. Summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
WSMN
and WSMNradio.com.